the 17-year-old 90-pound giant anteater is sure to turn the heads of museum visitors. But stick around a while and they might find there are more surprises to this native of Central and South America.
These guys are such cool creatures. They have a tongue that's 2 feet long, it's sticky, and it has little spines on it, which helps them suck in all the ants and termites from the mounds.
That's Susie Buzzo, the museum's assistant animal curator. Buzzo says the female anteater is on a special insectivore diet because it would be a tall order to procure all the ants it would eat in the wild.
These guys in the wild eat 30,000 ants or termites a day, so.
And its favorite snack likely wouldn't be your first guess.
She will do anything for an avocado, so it's really, I don't think that's in their native diet, but she absolutely loves it.
But it can't be just any avocado.
You gotta make sure you got a good ripe avocado that's soft because they have no teeth. So she can't eat anything that's not mush, you know, or tiny little ants.
Though it's roughly the size of a large dog, Buzzo says this anteater has a calm, gentle demeanor.
She is very calm. She's easygoing. I mean, these guys, they have to protect themselves in the wild. There's even, I heard of one killed a jaguar, but she's pretty mellow and easygoing.
The anteater does have a mate who stayed behind at the Brevard Zoo, but Buzzo says there need be no worries about the museum's guest being lonely.
They are redoing their exhibit, so they're rebuilding it and making it larger, and the mate is staying back because they do have a big area, but these guys are solitary, so they weren't getting along so well in smaller quarters. So she came to us and he stayed, and they'll be reunited when she goes back home.
Buzzo says the anteater's ideal habitat is in temperatures of about 90 degrees, but as winter approaches, it will have heaters in her enclosure to make sure it's comfortable. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.